Thank you for calling. This is Sophia on a recorded line. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how can I help?
How are you today?
I'm doing good. My name is Sophia. I'm calling off a recorded line. Were you reaching out regarding the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, and am I speaking with Linda?
Yes.
Alrighty, Linda. Let me go ahead and get an intake form pulled out here, ma'am.
Okay.
And were you calling about yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Gotcha. By chance, were you diagnosed with anything after being exposed to Roundup?
Hello?
Ma'am? Were you diagnosed with anything after being exposed?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask your diagnosis, please?
Lymphoma.
Okay, what type of lymphoma?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. Alrighty, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit or settlement? Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has been directly found to be linked to Roundup.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you had any other attorney assist you with this claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, has anybody sent you a package to sign to your home or on your phone electronically?
A package? No. Yeah. What kind of package?
Like to settle the Roundup lawsuit?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Thank you. Let's see. And when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
July 19, 2010. Yes.
Gotcha. Do you remember what month?
July.
July. Okay. Okay, perfect. I have that on here. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
I was like about 54.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup within 20 years from your initial diagnosis?
Did I spray the Roundup? Yeah, I was using it twice a week.
Okay.
So.
Thank you so much for disclosing that. Had you sprayed for a minimum of 2 years?
Yeah, I sprayed it for about 5 years.
5 years every 2 weeks consistently?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. One second. Days. Let's put divided by 14 days. That's 2 weeks. So about 26 times a year. We're going to times that by, you said around 5 years of usage?
Yeah. So I was misunderstood your questions. You know, like when I first went to the doctor and they had diagnosed me, that was like around November 25th in 2016.
Oh, okay. That was the diagnosis?
Yeah.
November, you said 26th of 2015?
November 25th, 2016.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I misunderstood the question.
No, it's okay. Okay. And let's see. how many hours of exposure were you doing per time that you've sprayed?
About 2 hours. I have a really big backyard.
Okay. When did you stop spraying Roundup?
I stopped spraying it around, I want to say November. I want to say, I think I started in.
This is when you stopped.
Oh, you mean when I stopped spraying it?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see what
Best
year
of
that
your
was.
knowledge.
See, 'cause I sprayed it like for a while. I think I stopped it in September, the 29th in 2015, about my knowledge.
Okay, perfect. And you were there every time it was being sprayed? You were spraying it yourself?
Yes.
This was at home?
Yes, in
Are
my
you a citizen
backyard.
of the United States, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and have you had more than one NHL diagnosis? Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Have I had more than one, you said?
Yes.
I don't understand the question.
Like, have you had the diagnosis twice? Like, did it go away and then come back?
I was just diagnosed once.
Okay. And then this claim is for yourself, correct?
Right.
Do you know anybody else that needs help?
Well, my neighbor, she was next, so she used to come over with me when I was doing it. So, I mean, she's been sick as well.
You're more than welcome to share any information of ours with them, okay? I'm gonna go through
Okay.
a list of illnesses. Can you please tell me if any of the following apply? So first start off, I have HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, family history of cancer, organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus. Have you had any of those?
Yeah, I had well, my spleen, that's about the only one that I can remember you calling out on the paper.
That one is that for the organ transplant?
No, it wasn't a transplant. You asked me, did I have any of these transplants?
No. If you had any of the following, I'll go over it one more time.
Okay.
Lupus, yes or no?
No, I didn't have lupus.
Epstein-Barr? Yes or no?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Organ, any type of organ transplant?
No.
Family history of cancer?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis,
No.
hepatitis C,
No.
autoimmune disease,
No.
HIV or AIDS.
No.
Okay, so everything would be a no for that section. Then I do have your first name spelled Linda. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Then I have your last name spelled LIGHTFOOT.
That's correct.
Do you have a middle name that you'd like me to include?
A middle initial is D.
D, okay. And then do you have a suffix like third, fourth, anything like that?
No.
Just for the purpose of the recording, what's your gender?
African American.
I'm sorry, gender, this would be male or female.
Oh, I'm a male, a female.
Okay, thank you so much. And then, are you married?
No.
Worries. And then, your social?
The whole thing or the last four?
You could do whatever you're more comfortable with.
6966.
That was the last four?
Yes.
Okay, and then your date of birth?
2/17/1962.
You said 2/17 of 1962?
Yes.
Thank you. And your current age, ma'am?
63.
Okay, thank you. Give me one quick second.
Okay.
Okay, that looks good. Going back to where we were. Here we are. How did you first learn that there might be a connection between your NHL and Roundup?
I was on my social media.
Okay. How long ago?
It was a couple years ago, some years ago.
Okay. Like maybe 1 or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Should I put like 2003 or sorry, 2023 or 2024?
It was 23, I want to say 23.
Okay. I'm going to use January as default. How tall are you?
About 5'4".
Thank you. And if you don't mind me asking your weight, ma'am.
140
Thank you so
three.
much. Appreciate it. Are we speaking on a landline or a smartphone?
On my phone, cell phone. I don't
Okay.
have a landline.
No worries. Thank you so much. I believe they asked us in case we need to text you or anything like that. So smartphone, I have your email. It's lightfootlogistics@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Oh, so cool. Are you like a truck driver or do you have a company?
Yeah, so I have a company.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay. And then I have the 770-896-8, sorry, 2899 as your primary
Yes, that's
contact.
what. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and on this side, Oh, wait. We clicked single. Why is it asking me for spouse name? I'm just gonna put non-applicable. Usually that only pops up when I put married.
Oh.
Do you have any official documents to show power of attorney? Wait. Primary contact information. 1 second. I'm just gonna ask my manager something really fast. Hey, Maddie. So I'm speaking with the client themselves. Why does it say, do you have official documents to show that you're the power of attorney? Yeah. No, right? Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Sounds weird. Sometimes they switch up the intake form because the criteria changes all the time. Sometimes they find new diseases that are linked to the products, which is unfortunate. But let's see. How many times per month did you use Roundup? You said every 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start using Roundup, if you could recall?
I started using it Remember you asked me that. I said July 19, 2010.
Let me see where we put that. To make sure I didn't put that date for anything else. Because if anything is wrong, they make me return it and have you re-sign it.
So, remember saying date was in July, and then I gave you the date that I was diagnosed.
Oh, and that's when you started as well? So you got diagnosed?
No, I said I started July 19, 2010, and then I was diagnosed in November 25th,
2016. Okay. I'll go over everything we have as a whole. Because I'm going back, I'm scrolling up, and we don't have July in any other date. We have, when did you receive your diagnosis? We put 11/25/2016. Then the next date we have, approximately when did you stop spraying Roundup? You said 9/2015. Then to the next date.
Were you asking when I stopped using it?
Yeah, when you stopped, you said September 2015.
Yeah, September 29th, 2015.
So September 29th, 2015?
Mm-hmm, 2015.
That's when you stopped the usage? Okay. Then the next date, we wrote down your date of birth. Of course, that was February 17, 1962. Then we have, when did you first become aware? That was 2023. We put January as a good reference month. And then this question that I just asked you, which is, when did you start spraying Roundup? And this is where we brought up July 19, 2010.
Mm-hmm, that's where we at?
Yes.
Okay.
So everything where I just went over, it sounds good so far?
Everything sounds like it. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup? Yes or no, it doesn't matter, by the way.
No.
Okay. Where did you apply? Was it like a big area? I know you mentioned it was like a big backyard.
You say what now?
You mentioned it was like a big backyard, right?
Yeah.
You remember about how many like feet or acres, if it was that big?
The exact feet, but I'm on an acre of land, so my backyard is probably half of that. So.
Okay, so like half an acre.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So half an acre, was growing crop at that time, and so the weeds was popping up all around the back in the yard, so I was spraying all around in that area. So, yeah, it had to be, I want to say, 1/4 of a feet to a half of it. I can't get the exact measurement of it.
No worries. This is just an estimate, sorry. Let's see. Going back to where we just were at, what state did you spray the product in?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia. There it is. Okay, and then how were you first exposed to Roundup?
You say how?
Yeah, were you just spraying it?
Yeah, I was just spraying it. And then I started feeling nausea, chest pain, and shortness of breath.
Yeah, I'm sorry, miss. I know some of these questions are repetitive. Thank you for your patience. Did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
How often were you present during the application of Roundup? I believe you mentioned it was every time.
Yes, every time.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We already did that math about 206 times. Do you get your water from a water well?
No.
Okay. Have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Alrighty. And have you been exposed to benzene?
No.
How about Agent Orange?
No, I don't know what that is, but no.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or the premix? So did you have to add water?
Yeah, the one I had to mix water with.
Okay.
So it was concentrated.
Okay, perfect. And then, let me see. Purchased Roundup from a company that's either incorporated or principal. Oh, this changed. Let's see. Purchased Roundup from a company that is either incorporated or has a principal place of business in the same state as the plaintiff. Okay. So, did you buy basically the Roundup at the same state that you used it?
Yes.
Thank you. When and where was the Roundup purchased, if you could remember the name of the store?
It was at Home Depot.
Do you remember when?
The exact date.
Or should just we just put every time?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like every time, because I know you purchased it multiple times, probably.
Right.
Given how many times you did use it over the whole time.
Okay. Right, over the 5 years.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Every time. There it is. Okay. Do you happen to have receipts from Roundup purchases?
Receipts? No.
That's fine.
I mean, who said all the receipts from then?
That's okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. Have you ever?
I got rid of it after.
You got rid of it? That's good. It's better to not keep it around the home. Have you ever been a smoker, ma'am?
No, I don't smoke.
Okay. Are you currently employed? I know you mentioned you currently have your own business, right?
Yeah, I have my own business. I'm self-employed.
Okay. Self-employed. I'll get the address from whenever we type down the physical address, or you can give it to me now if you prefer.
What, my address or?
I don't know if you have your business address as like your, like a home-based business, because it's a logistics
business.
Well,
my business address. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 455 Oak Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30354.
I'm sorry, 30564?
30354.
Thank you. Okay. And is this by chance same as the home or no?
No.
Okay. Did you lose time at work because of your condition or during your treatment?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be able to provide like maybe a range of like from when to when you had to be out?
Well, I was out doing outpatient for 3 months. So.
I could put 3 months.
Okay.
Do you remember maybe the year?
It was in 2016.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for workers' compensation or disability?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, almost done here. Thank you for your patience. Let's see. Do you remember? Oh, before that one, other than minor traffic offenses, have you been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Do you remember your doctor's name, the one that diagnosed you?
Yeah, her name was Sarah. I can't remember. Her last name started with a G. Gladden or something like that.
Okay, no worries. I can probably find it. Let's see. Do you remember where her office was located?
Yeah, it was her last name was
I can look up the
G-A-G-L-A.
doctor from the location if you'd like me to.
Well, I was at the went to the hospital
Yeah, what
at the
hospital
Piedmont
is it?
Hospital. It was 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia.
Peach like the fruit?
Peachtree.
Oh, peach tree? Okay. One word or two separate words?
It's one word, peach tree.
Okay.
Well, it's together. When you look at the sign, it's peach tree.
Okay, let me look this up and then let's see if Dr. Sarah still works there or if they have record of her. One second. Is it called Piedmont?
Piedmont.
Or sorry, Piedmont?
Yeah, Piedmont.
Okay, there it is. Dr. Sarah. Let's see. Was it by any chance? Okay, I have a couple of names here. Was it D. Girolamo? Sorry, it's DI and then GIROLAMO?
No.
No, okay, I also have Grady. If not,
Her
that's
last
fine.
name spelled like Glenman, and so it's GLADNEY.
I'm just gonna have to get that spelling one more time from you then. Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Her last name was spelled GLADNEY.
ENEY. Okay. Either way, the attorneys usually help you collect medical records if you need help.
Okay.
Getting that address back on here and their phone number. Let's see. How has this diagnosis impacted your life?
Oh, it impacted my life a whole lot. I mean, even to this day, still having shortness of breath, breathing correctly.
Okay, let me type some things
That's
out really quick.
true.
Did buy round up herbicide. Okay, so you said you still have shortness of breath and chest pain?
Yeah.
Any other impacts maybe to like your family or your life in general, other than to your health?
Yeah, my kids was impacted. I mean, they didn't really understand what was going on at the time because they were little kids. Just know that I was sick.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So your young children were kind of depending on you, and they were kind of left in the on hold, in a sense, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I have the patient has reported experiencing ongoing shortness of breath and chest pains as a direct result of her exposure to Roundup herbicide. These symptoms have persisted, indicating a long-term effect on her respiratory and cardiovascular system. Additionally, during the time of exposure, the patient was responsible for caring for her young children, which added emotional and physical stress. The herbicide exposure put the patient's life in jeopardy, creating a dangerous situation not only for her, but also for her family. The potential risk of her health were compounded by the need to take care of her children, which may have delayed her ability to seek proper medical treatment. Is that accurate, or is there any part that doesn't sound accurate to you?
No, that's correct. Totally.
Okay. Do you have medical records that indicate your cancer or your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Yeah, I have medical records in storage. I have to wait till my niece come
That's
over
okay.
so she can.
Like I mentioned, they help you pull it. This is more to make sure that they do exist. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Just getting some more information on this form here. Was it also Dr. Sarah that treated you and diagnosed you?
Yes.
Do you remember any of the dates that she treated you?
I believe one of them dates was November 2016.
Okay. Thank you. Do you remember the oncology practice name?
I don't write offhand.
That's okay. I'll put does not recall. Maybe when they call you to verify, maybe it'll jog your memory by then. What type of treatment did you receive for the NHL?
You mean when I went to get treatment?
Yes.
A splenectomy and chemotherapy I had, and then they gave me morphine for the pain.
The first thing you mentioned was that every surgery?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Sorry, it doesn't say hysterectomy right here, but I just have to confirm that it's a surgery. Okay, and then your primary address. This is for your residence. This should be one of the last questions.
Yeah, it's the cross place.
You said
3675 Cross Place,
36
Northwest.
cross space. Okay, after the street name, sorry.
Cross, CROST, Place, Northwest Atlanta.
Oh, I had written cross like a cross.
Yeah, CROST.
Okay, please. And this is a home.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'm making a mistake right here. Do you mean croft, like CROFT?
Yes,
Oh,
that's correct.
okay. I'm so sorry.
I
It was
know
my
it's a weird
mistake.
name.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This is a precaution that prevents a disruption in your case, and we found it necessary in unfortunate times where clients can't be, they become unresponsive, basically. Would you like to add somebody that lives with you or does not live with you?
I guess you could say somebody that doesn't live with me.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact them in the scenario where you become unresponsive for months at a time?
Yes.
Okay, and then what will your emergency contact's name be?
It would be Maurice
M Maurice?
Johnson. Yes.
Okay, Johnson. Their phone number?
Wait, I mean, I don't know anybody's number by heart, so
Take your time.
let
Take
me.
your time. And may I ask their relationship to you while you look that number up?
That's my son.
Okay. His name is spelled Maurice, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, one second. Okay, you ready?
One moment.
Okay, you ready? You ready for the
What?
number?
One moment. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Seeing like a discrepancy. Says, when did you receive your diagnosis? 2016. Then we go down. When did you start using it? Says, use the product for more than 1 year before being diagnosed. You did. Where is that marked wrong?
Run into some problems.
Okay, so it says, when did you start using it? 2010. And you were diagnosed 2016, so that's enough time. Let me get Maurice's number on here, and then I'm gonna put you on a brief hold so that my manager could fix the system. Sometimes it's a system or error.
Okay, his number is 580-291. 9869.
Okay. Verifying that was 580-291. 9869.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on a 2 minute hold here. I'm just gonna have my manager come over and see what's going on with the system.
Okay.
Okay. I'm right back, ma'am. Are you still with me?
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna go over everything to make sure that everything is on here correctly. Like I mentioned, if there's any mistake, I have to start over and then have it re-signed by yourself. So I don't wanna waste your time later on. Let me go ahead and make sure. Okay. If you hear anything wrong, please let me know. I did just send over a copy, but before you sign it, let me go over it. Make sure everything's right.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go back here. This should be you. Okay. So I have that you would like to see if you meet the criteria. I have that nobody has assisted you with this claim as an attorney and you've not signed any documents with them. I have that your diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This was between 2005 and now. I have that your diagnosis actual date was 11/25/2016. You were between the ages of 50 and 79 when you were diagnosed. You sprayed Roundup within 20 years of your d initial diagnosis. Sorry, you had over 2 years, over 10 uses, and over 10 hours of total exposure. You had.
Wait a minute. Can you go back to the beginning because you broke up? I couldn't hear
Oh,
what
yeah.
you were
This.
saying. It went low and then went came back in.
Yeah, of course. So this one's just saying that you did have at least 2 years, 10 uses, and 10 hours of total exposure.
I heard that, but I heard you say something about 2005. What was that?
I think you oh, 2005. That means that your diagnosis happened between 2005 till now. So it happened in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Going back to where we were down here. 138. How many years have you of your loved one been sprayed Roundup? How many years? I think this one, it's also how many years and hours. Let me go into the full document. Go down here. How many years did your loved one spray Roundup? Okay, that was wrong. So that was only 5 times.